following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, owner of Transcendence Wellness Center and vice president of Transcendence Academy, the new paradigm in children's education, which is a school for children. I'm really excited about tonight. Usually I have had a guest on every week, and this week I thought, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity and share a gift with you guys, a gift that I teach in workshops and do one-on-one with lots of clients here at Transcendence. And really the reason is for this week is, you know, our lives are changing rapidly and we are moving very quickly through time. And what the world is asking us for is to heal. And whatever we're not healing that we're holding on to is literally causing us needless pain and suffering. And that could look like being at a job that just doesn't resonate, or being in a relationship that you're not quite understanding the purpose of anymore, or having a body that is a stranger to you, or maybe having, you know, some pain or illness within that body. And to me, you know, it isn't about spirituality anymore. It's about your real life and you being as authentic and part of that life as you possibly can. You know, are you a part of your life? Do you spend 51% of your day in joy? Do you spend 51% of your day liking the things that you're doing? You know, and I'm sure that the answer is no, because for a lot of us, we live in the shoulds and the have-tos and, well, I have bills to pay and I have responsibilities, and that is all true. But at the end of the day, we all create our own reality, and we've heard this for years and years, and it's been philosophized and written about and as the law of attraction and the law of reflection. And how does that come into play with our day-to-day lives? Because it's all wonderful to read books and feel amazing, or spend 20 minutes in a meditative state, or go get an amazing healing session. But what about real life? What about having ecstasy and excitement and passion in the job that you're doing, you know, that you make a living at, or in your relationships? Are you having wonderful conversations with people? Are you able to be completely yourself? You know, are you able to design the health of your own body? And most people who come to me, you know, their answer is how do I get there? That's the question. And we're moving away from the edge of the messenger, and we're moving at moving to the age of being the message. And so how do we be the message? We need tools. And the technique that I'm going to share with you guys tonight is something that I will, you know, I can't ever say that I made up anything, because there's nothing ever original in the universe. It's just a matter of tapping into certain information and through my own healing process of, you know, healing my childhood and healing wounds that I carried for years, developed a system, you know, with and through the quantum field that literally changed the direction of my life within minutes of doing. And now I am able to teach it successfully. The cool perspective that I have as an intuitive is that I'm able to see time. I'm able to see timelines. So I can see past, present, and future probabilities as far as the future goes. Any psychic that says you have one future is not looking at all of the other billion of probabilities that are floating out there. So what I'm most concerned of is where you want to be, you know, because the future is completely unwritten and it's there waiting for us to create it. And if we don't manually create that reality, it will be generated and created by the programs that are running from the past. So when most people come to me for a reading, and I do timeline readings every day here at Transcendence, they say, so, you know, I want to know this and I want to know that. And I say, you don't really want to, because basically you keep repeating the past, and your future will be, you know, very, very similar. And that is where people's frustration comes from, always, you know, being somewhere and always wanting to be over there. You know, I will be happy when I'm over there. I will be happy when the money comes. I will be happy when, you know, what they don't realize is that from that perspective, they're recreating their reality moment by moment from that past patterned energy that's cycling through their quantum computer of that mind and body. So basically, the technique that I teach in my manifestation workshop here at Transcendence is a technique that I lovingly call time travel. And it's kind of a joke, because time doesn't really exist the way we think it does. And everything is always happening now. And if everything is always happening now, then that means that 2-year-old version of you that was traumatized, or that 8-year-old version of you that was bullied at school, or neglected, or unnurtured, or not heard, or seen, or felt, is basically still very much living, breathing, and vibrating in your energetic field. So if law of attraction says that you attract what you vibrate, then what are we vibrating? Are we vibrating the now? Are we vibrating the past version of the now? Absolutely. You've probably also heard that the subconscious mind, I like to call the subconscious mind, is basically your inner child. And that's just an easy way to understand a very complex, field of energy. And if your subconscious mind is your inner child, and your subconscious mind is responsible for about 95% of your point of attraction, then really, that's why we're not getting what we want. From a conscious perspective, if 5% of our mind, or our ability to create, what we want, the job, the health, the relationship, is there, you know, the universe is going to listen to all 100% of that. So if you've got 95% of your subconscious mind vibrating in, you know, I never got what I wanted, I wasn't heard, I was abandoned, I was not nurtured, you know, I didn't get the job I wanted, I was mistreated, that's still very, very active in your point of attraction. And, you know, when I started doing this process, it was never for the intention to teach it. It was really out of desperation. I was going through a real personal hard time in my life. And, you know, working through a lot of my intuition, I realized that what was holding me back was literally the old energy from the past. And if any of you have a smartphone out there, just imagine that you've got a smartphone with, you know, 150 apps opened, from 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they're still there, basically running in the back of your phone, stealing energy, and also kind of messing up where you're heading and how slow and how fast you move. And that's really what it comes down to. And having all of that negative energy or lack energy or victim energy running in our fields from the past, it slows down and it really has a negative effect on our nervous system, because our nervous system is there to guide the energy and to keep us balanced. So if we are unbalanced, then the nervous system has a hard time. And if there's a lot of childhood wounding going on, And, you know, then the nervous system is going to be in chronic fight or flight. And when you're in chronic fight or flight, even things that appear good, you know, could seem like a problem. You know, you've met people where something good happens and they're just waiting for that other shoe to drop or that rug to be pulled out from underneath them because, you know what, that's what their nervous system is used to. And that is what they think is going to happen. You know, we have trained our bodies to be on the defense of what has happened in the past, even if we're not consciously aware of it. Our bodies are very intuitive and can predict future emotion. They can predict future comings, meaning, you know, I say this in my workshop, your body is so good at predicting your behavior that, you know, a runner who goes out and runs 10, 15 miles a day and has done that for a long time has those neural pathways where the brain is so accustomed to you running that as soon as you wake up in the morning and look at your tennis shoes, your body will start basically producing all of the chemical activity that you'll need for that run. So what happens when you get caught up in traffic or someone yells at you or someone, you know, has a negative conversation with you and you go back into that fight or flight state of being 4 years old and having your favorite toy taken away? Well, from an adult perspective, we think, okay, getting the toys taken away or getting the slap on the behind is really not that big of a deal. But I can tell you as a mom to a two-year-old little boy that when I have to remove something maybe dangerous from his hands or his sister takes his cookie away, it is literally equivalent to someone stealing your car. You know, and that's kind of funny. Because in his world and in a two-year-old mind, that moment is everything to him. That cookie is everything. That toy is everything, you know. And it's really important that we don't belittle the experiences that we had when we were children just because our adult version of ourselves knows to suck it up and to be strong and don't worry about that and don't feel that. And the truth of it is whatever we don't allow ourselves to feel haunts our vibration, okay? And that's a kind of a good word for it because it never goes away. Energy doesn't die. It just changes form. So as we carry that energy and those wounds of the past within our field, and we could call it subconscious mind, then that is affecting what we are bringing into our lives now. So no matter how much you sit in prayer and ask for the perfect man or the healthy body or the great job, if we don't go in and take responsibility for how we feel, then we'll always get more of the same. Okay, I'm not talking about the same guy. I'm talking about different face, different place, same vibration, same energy. Meaning, oh, I got a new job and I'm being bullied at this job now. Or I got a new girlfriend and she's emotionally unavailable, just like my last one. So we want to sit just for a minute and try to find patterns because we all have them. And patterns are basically like waves of energy. They just keep recycling these patterns, like dating that same version of that guy or being bullied by those same women or getting the same chronic pain and illness in the body. We want to look at that and see when all of that started. Because all the universe is doing is reflecting back to us what we are vibrating. It is not more complicated than that. And that is very scientific, although it is spiritual, because the spirituality of it is that the consciousness of you and the perspective of you is having the experience. So when we look at manifestation, and this is why I'm really passionate about teaching this particular workshop, because most of us get into spirituality because we want to feel joy. We want to have happiness. We want to connect with abundance. And so manifestation is something you're doing regardless of, you know, whether you believe you are or not. You are creating a reality, but what are you actually creating? Are you creating joy or are you creating drama? Because either way, you're still doing it. Even if you're unaware and unconscious of it, if you're creating drama, you're recycling the past. Okay? If you're creating joy, you're healing the past and working in a future presence, meaning you're working in goals and creation and visualization and imagination. And anytime you don't feel well, you are doing a healing on the past. That would be mastery of life. That would be the greatest ingredients for a fast, effective way to have everything you ever wanted. But we don't get everything we want from just sitting and visualizing. Because actually, the recipe of manifestation is so much more about energy than it is about action. Okay? And I'm going to give you guys this formula to just sit on and think about while we're in the break. We got a couple of minutes before the break, so I'm just going to kind of go through the formula of actually how we create anything into our reality. And first and foremost, underneath your identity, underneath your personality, underneath the name that your parents gave you and the religion they slapped on you and the school you went to, before all of that, your awareness, your consciousness. You could call it the I am. Okay? And the I am, by observation, first and foremost, you observe, and you observe something long enough that you create a belief system around that. Meaning, okay, I've seen this color enough. Everybody keeps telling me it's red. This is the color red. That would be a belief system, okay? And we start to believe that. And that belief becomes the blueprint of our reality, okay? So everyone around me agrees that the color red is the color red. From that belief, starts to generate energy. And that energy starts to create a magnetic effect that connects with thought. Okay, you're not generating thought. Thought is being attracted to you. And thought comes in and aligns with your belief. Okay? Now from that, we begin to feel based on what we're thinking. And feeling, right, turns into emotion, energy in motion, and we start to have a visceral chemical reaction to that belief and that thought. From there, we have behavior. And from behavior, we take physical action and we have a manifestation. So you can see that working 60 hours a week is not going to get you the money you want. You've got to go back to the drawing board to before you created the belief systems, and you've got to design a new blueprint. So when we're doing that, right, we have to kind of go back within ourselves. No one can do this really for you. Although I and a couple of people on my team are really good at directing this, my hope for you is that by the end of the show that, you know, you have a good sense of this process so that at any moment in time you discover a belief system that's holding you back and you can clear it. And that's it. It's finding what's generating and running in your field and being able to have a tool that anywhere in the world you could clear it in 3 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick little break. And then when we come back, I'm going to go through the process with you and show you both scientifically, chemically, and spiritually how it unfolds to create the block that just disappears. So we will be right back in just a minute, and see you in a minute.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. And today we are talking about self-healing modality. And, I started off kind of with the concept of your subconscious thought being pretty much solely responsible. Not completely, but about 95% responsible for your point of attraction. And this is an attraction-based universe. And the beautiful thing is what we attract is then reflected. So at any given moment, we know exactly what we are believing. And if you're not sure of what you're believing, take a look at your life. Take a look at the things that are important to you, okay? And this is, your personal value, how you see yourself, the love that you have for yourself and others. Are you able to share that, give that away? Are you able to be vulnerable? You know, are you able to create the income that you truly deserve? Are you able to heal that body? These, to me, is what spirituality is. It isn't my meditations and, my guides and my angels, although they're very, very entwined in this whole process of my day-to-day life. As a mom to four kids, I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 2-year-old. There's no more spirituality than being able to allow them their journey and to be the best possible mom that I can be and person that I can be in that experience, because that's pretty much 70-80% of my day. You know, my meditation is not 80% of my day. My job is 80% of my day. You know, my spiritual tools, you know, I'm using them all day long now instead of, I have to do my meditation and then go live my real life. It's about blending that higher perspective of ourselves and the divine creator that is within all of us into our life here on earth. And creating that higher perspective, to me, could mean that personal relationship with God or whatever you want to call that, source, energy, the universe. You're creating with that higher perspective instead of hoping that something outside of you is going to fix it or save you. And I'm very much a pioneer of teaching people how to move into that state of guru, move into that state of teacher, move into that state of very much independent spiritual travel. Because it's really easy for us to have an ache and pain and be a holistic person. And instead of running to our doctor, we run to our healer. Or, wanting to eat healthy and then running and looking online and then getting overwhelmed with how many different choices there are, what we should be eating. When really, at the end of the day, if we could just kind of get back to that relationship with ourself and start listening to the magnificent understanding of the body and of what that body is trying to communicate to us, and what our thoughts are sharing with us. Because our thoughts let us know where our belief systems are. If you sit down to do a visualization, dream board, you know, sit down and work in your imagination, and you're imagining your perfect life, and all of a sudden, in your imagination, it takes a negative turn, and you're now imagining that that's never going to happen, and that wouldn't happen to me, that never happens to me, that never happens to anyone around me, that thing, that just doesn't happen. Well, that's actually not true. That's just something you have a belief running in your field that has taught you through observation of others that you can't have what you want, okay? So in my manifestation class, and really I teach one solid workshop here because I truly believe that we are all healers and that we are all teachers, and we really don't need to learn anything as much as unlearn, and it's more about removing parts of us that are not us and allowing that full perfection of that authentic self forward than necessarily teaching a bunch of spiritual modalities. I would rather remind you that your divine creators give you every tool I've got in my toolbox, plus other, you know, other versions of other people's tools, and then, you know, give you some power tools so that you can move through your life empowered. So this particular technique is all about pulling up anchors, okay? And anchors are belief systems that are stuck in the past due to trauma, okay? Now, we can be traumatized three different ways: emotionally, physically, or chemically, meaning the water we drink could slowly create a body that is not in resonance with itself, or, you know, be exposed to some chemical that has a negative effect with the way our brain then talks to the body, okay? Because food is very much vibration. So anything we're putting into our body could be conflicted to what we're trying to create. Another way is emotionally. When someone is emotionally unavailable for you, that hurts. And that is and can and always will be traumatizing, because really at the basis of who we are, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, and we want to be nurtured. And when that has not occurred in our past, we hold that hurt or that wound deep down within us. So then when something does come forward, it's that self-sabotaging behavior that feels very unconscious, right? We've all done it. We've all have that self-sabotaging behavior from time to time. And we say, why do I keep doing this? I don't know. Every time I get really close to, you know, a woman or a man or this or, you know, getting on that diet or getting that promotion at work, I sabotage myself. I say the wrong thing. And really that's coming from a place of self-preservation because you've been hurt in the past. So why would you want to put yourself out there and create something where you would become vulnerable and have someone hurt you again just the way you were hurt before? And a lot of this is unconscious. A lot of this is we could call subconscious reaction. Again, that body knows that you're a runner. Your body knows you were traumatized. Your body knows that you were emotionally not nurtured at times. And so it is very quick to remind you because it doesn't want you don't want to feel the pain. We avoid so many things in our life because we're so afraid to feel. But this particular technique, although very quick once you learn how to do it, it's all about feeling. We are trained to not feel, you know. Don't cry. I'll give you something to cry about. You know, crying is weakness. I mean, how many of us go to a movie and cry and feel embarrassed or stupid or, you know, like someone's judging us? It's like even when we want to be emotionally open, we feel silly or small or weak. And the truth of it is our feeling is what is within us, and it is actually more of who we are than a thinking body. We are more of feeling consciousness. And when we don't allow ourselves to feel, we are very limited in what we can create. And sometimes we've got to feel the bad stuff for just a minute so that we can move through it, rise above it, and then create a new feeling in its place. Because the secret really of the universe is to find neutrality. And neutrality could be defined as new to my reality. If someone told you something for the very first time and you didn't have a point of reference on it, you probably wouldn't react, okay? But if someone says something to you and it has a positive feeling attached to it, you will be triggered and you will react quickly. And you may not even know why you're getting upset. So when you have a negative feeling that rises in you and you allow it to be exposed, and then you go in and you feel it, okay, and then you change the story, okay, and that's what I'm going to show you guys how to do in just a minute. When you change the story, not only are you saying, I am the creator of my reality, regardless of when this happened, because it's all happening now, but I am actually going to go in and I am going to recreate the story that has literally been my point of attraction my whole life. Meaning, I am going to stop this pattern right here, right now, by giving my inner child every single thing she's ever wanted. And this is exactly what I've been working on personally for the last 10 years. It's my secret weapon, okay? Because again, anything that I don't have in my now that I want is only because of some sort of blockage point or trauma or wound that is sitting on my timeline, because it's all happening now, past, present, and future. So the technique basically works like this. I'm blocked, okay? Let's use money, because money is always a big one for people. I'm very blocked with money. No matter what I do, I can't create more income. I'm stuck in my job. I'm not feeling valued there. I really want to go do a lot more spiritual work, but I don't have the money, and I don't know how to get it. And I've tried this law of attraction stuff. I've visualized, and I've sat in my imagination, and I meditate for 15 minutes a day, and nothing's budging. So what I would do is I would ask that person, how does it feel to not have money? What does it feel like right now? And most of the time, people will tell me, well, I don't feel free. I don't feel free. I feel trapped. I feel stuck. You know, I don't feel valued. I don't feel good enough. Because a lot of times in this culture, the paycheck we receive equals our value. You know, like, we can't do the things we want unless someone gives us a paycheck, and that determines what our freedom is. So as we allow ourselves to feel the block, I don't feel free, okay? Then I would ask that person to close their eyes. And I would ask that person to go back to another time where they didn't feel free, or they didn't have what they needed to move forward, or they didn't have the money to do what they wanted to do. And really fast, okay, because this is where we move into what's called a theta brainwave, imagination, or that phone connection to the higher self. The higher self will take you back to the exact moment that is important for this particular moment, and you will remember a time where you didn't have what you needed, or you didn't have the money, or you were scared, or you felt trapped, or you felt unfree. And maybe this time was you were 12 years old, and you know, you wanted to take a trip and you couldn't take it, and everybody else was going, and everybody else was happy and living life just like how you feel right now in your job. And what you would do is you would sit with that. And instead of thinking about that, you would become that 12-year-old. And you would allow all of that feeling of frustration and that unfair and that stuck and that lack of freedom and that lack of being able to create, and you would let it rise within you. And you would let it rise within you, and you would allow all of those cells in your body that are carrying that energy, that trauma, that emotion, to open up, okay? And as you're opening up all of these memories of the cell, you will feel a chemical reaction. You will feel a tightness in your chest. You will feel a block in your stomach. You will feel sensations in your throat. It doesn't matter. Wherever you're going to feel it is going to be perfect for you. And what happens is it feels very heavy most of the time. And as you allow yourself to feel this, you are opening up the wound, okay? And now we're only doing this for a moment. We're only doing this for a moment because, again, everything is fast in the universe. So all we have to do is feel it. We have to let it arise within us and Be there with it for a moment. And then what I ask you to do is I ask you to just freeze that scene and take a deep breath and breathe all the way to your belly. Hold that breath in and let it go. And the next question I'm going to ask you is, what would you have preferred to have happened in that moment? And I'm going to ask you to think of a scenario outside of your reality. And the trick of it is the age-appropriate imagination would be perfect here. So if you were a four-year-old, it would be good to have to create an imaginary thing that would be effective for a four-year-old, like have a superhero come in or, you know, do something that would be alignment with what that child would think of, not your logical adult mind now. And I would ask you to go in and decide what you preferred. And so maybe you'd prefer that, you know, you're 12, so you're a 12-year-old mind. So imagine that your grandmother calls you and says, hey, you know, I have some of your inheritance. Let me bring you over the money. And by the way, let me tell you how amazing you are and how much you deserve to go on this trip and how loved you are and how excited we are that we get to send you on this trip. But instead of thinking about grandma saying that, I want you to imagine that you are 12 and she's saying it to you, and you're receiving it, and you're communicating back to her in real time as that 12-year-old. And what will happen is you will begin to feel the shift within your body. The cells will be beginning to be reprogrammed, because I will tell you that the mind does not know the difference between imagination and real. It never has, it never will. That's why you can get scared when you're watching a movie. It's not really happening, but your body does not know the difference, okay? So if a movie is just like imagination, you are recreating over a trauma. And because you're doing it from an empowered state, you are removing yourself from the victim of your past, and you are becoming victorious. And when you become victorious in any situation, it becomes neutralized, okay? And that is the power. In the last segment of the show, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the biochemistry of this. So any of you left brain thinkers that think this is too wooey or new age, I will quickly shut that down, because that's just a belief system. This is very much a biochemical epigenetics process of recoding cellular activity that is wounded. Your cells generate a vibration, and that vibration will attract to you all the things that you do want or don't want. So it's important for us to go back in to that timeline and clean up anything that is vibrating and holding us back, okay? So as we become that 12-year-old and we have that conversation with grandma and we move into that empowered state, and then we don't stop with grandma's hugs and loves and praise, we imagine ourselves going on the trip that we couldn't take. We imagine the joy and the fun and the connection and the adventure that we get to have. And we let ourselves become a child and feel it. And I get to watch clients do this every day, just smile and breathe, and everything changes. Their whole demeanor changes right in front of me. They move from wounded child to victorious adventurer in 3 minutes. Because this is not a process that takes a very long time. Because again, it just needs to be felt and it needs to be reprogrammed. And the cool thing about it is, you might look and go, well, great, I'm going to be doing this for the next 10 years because I've got a lot of this going on. Well, the universe is very intelligent and it isn't cruel. So one time travel could clean up thousands and thousands of lifetimes on your timeline. Because everything that's happening now is all patterned. So I'm sure if you did get what you wanted when you were a child, that has been a running theme for you. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I am going to go through all the biochemical reasons why this works. Be right back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Can you
imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, coming from Transcendence Wellness Center today. So today I decided that instead of interviewing someone, I would share with you guys one of our secret weapons here at Transcendence. At least it's something that I teach in every single workshop of any mastery manifestation workshop that I do, because it's a great tool for you to become the master of your life. And in order for you to really become a deliberate creator, you need to know where your subconscious mind is vibrating. And, you know, a lot of spiritual teachers will call it the shadow or the darkness that is within us, the other side of the coin. But the truth is that the real definition of enlightenment is to shine light on our own darkness. And if there's really no such thing as darkness, it's just the absence of light, and light is just information, then basically we just need to shine the light on all the wounding, right? Because every decision that we make in our now is based from a belief system or a direction of the past, unless we are moving as a deliberate creator and we are saying, okay, so my now moment is all I have, which I don't know about you, but I don't know very many people who can live that way. You know, we're making a lot of decisions based on who we've been. And if who we've been has been someone who's been struggled to be heard or seen or loved, we're going to continue to fight that good fight, no matter how spiritual we become. And, you know, I work with amazing spiritual leaders every single day, and I still can see the wounds. Because, again, it doesn't matter what you're aware of as far as the universal knowledge. If we aren't putting all of the access that we have to healing the self in our lives, then we just know a lot, but we can't really live a quality of life that we would consider mastery. So before the break, I took you guys through an example of what time travel looks and feels like. It's basically about allowing the feeling or the block. And we always want to start with the block. We don't want to go, oh, where were you wounded as a kid? What happened? No, what's blocking you today? You know, what is stopping you from getting to exactly where you want now? That's where we work. We work in the now, okay? So right now, say, well, I don't want to be at my job anymore, and I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to create a job for myself or leave because I have bills to pay. And that is absolutely just a belief system, because you are an extension of God, and therefore all of the abundance in the universe is your birthright. Every bit of access to all of the information in the universe is within your own heart space. So we can't say that we don't have what we need. We just say, well, we have some energy that's vibrating in the subconscious part of our body and mind and field that is literally creating anchors to old patterns. That's it. It's that simple. I can't tell you guys enough how simple the universe is laid out. Basically, cause and effect. It is really just reflection. It's attraction and reflection. You know, you're attracting and then it's reflecting. And it's reflecting where you are. So I wanted to tell you guys a little personal story about one of the first times that I tried this technique and saw how fast results are. You know, I want to kind of talk about the biochemistry, but I want to give you some testimonials too, because I know that stories are really what sells it. And it's not about selling it, but it's about understanding, well, she's saying it and it sounds good, but, you know, how does it really work? Well, I'll tell you a situation. A couple of years back, I mismanaged my funds, you know, which I did back then, and, you know, wasn't really being conscious of where the money was being directed out of my account and ended up being overdrawn. And when I went and looked at the finances, I was like in shock. You know, I'm sure we've all felt that moment of, oh gosh, what did I do? You know, you had that pit in your stomach, you start getting that anxiety and that fear starts to rise within you. And that's exactly how I felt. And I realized that I had lots of bills to pay and no money to pay them because I just kind of made an error. And I was at the time a couple of weeks away from a payday. And I had no one I could call and I had nothing I could do. And I knew I didn't feel well. And I remembered this technique. And so I remember I sat at my desk. I took a little 10-minute break. I sat at my desk. I closed the door. And I said to myself, when was another time I felt like this? When was another time I had this anxiety and this fear and this worry and this panic wash over me about money? And I went back to a time. I won't share the story because it will take too long. But I went back to a time and I was 13. And it was silly when I thought about it because it was very insignificant. But to my 13-year-old self, it was the whole world. It was a big deal. And it was a time where I didn't have what I needed. And I didn't have what I wasn't going to be able to survive, I thought, at that point. And so I went ahead and I did this technique. I spent about 3 minutes really feeling that 13-year-old version of lack and worry and fear and just let it wash over me. And actually, just sat at my desk and had some tears come up that I was like, wow, where are these coming from? And basically that just all opened up. And so I froze the scene. I took my deep breath and I asked myself, what would I prefer? What would I rather have happened here? And I created a new story and I felt awesome. I felt victorious. I felt excited. I felt loved. I felt safe, which is important. I felt nurtured. And I just let it wash over me, and I just felt really light. And I just took a deep breath, and fear and panic was gone, which for me was the most important thing because I don't like feeling like that. And I sat with it, and, you know, there was no change really going on in my life in the moment because, you know, I didn't have the money that I needed, but I felt a lot better, and I felt lighter, and what I did was I put myself in a new frequency. I put myself in a new vibration. Einstein says we can never solve a problem in the problem. We have to be in the solution. And the feeling of imagining a time when things didn't work out and changing it to a time it did work out changed my vibration to a place where now I could find the solution. And so I just kind of sat there for a minute and my phone rang. And I picked it up. And it was a text message from an old client. And she said on the message, you know, I'm only going to be in town a couple of weeks. I want to go ahead and book, you know, 12 sessions with you. Can I do that now over the phone? Well, long story short, she did that. She paid with a credit card over the phone. And within 24 hours, I had just about perfect amount of money in my account to carry me through where I needed to go. And this happened literally within a 10-minute period. And I will tell you that the universe likes speed. So when you don't know what to do, time travel. When you don't know how to get unstuck, time travel. Because you're putting yourself in a place of power. And you're putting yourself in a place of feeling empowered. And actually creating empowerment instead of creating worry, fear, judgment. You know, and that doesn't do anything for our nervous system. So by going in and going through this, I not only healed that issue, I felt so empowered that this was never going to happen again, because all I needed to do was go back in and create the solution through a vibration. Now, I hope this is all making sense to you guys, because usually I'm standing up in front of a crowd when I move through this and I'm watching your energy field. So if you guys, this isn't making sense, I can kind of pop in and give you another analogy or another story. But I'm hoping through the airwaves that this is registering. I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about the biochemistry side of it. I said before that cells hold memory. Okay, everything that's ever happened to you in your entire lineage resides in a memory of your cells. And Bruce Lipton does some really amazing work if you want to learn a little bit more about this particular science, which we would call epigenetics. And it's basically about being able to change genetics and change cells based on progressive thinking and change of beliefs. And his books are some great CDs, or Biology of Beliefs, if you want to get your hands on those. But this came to me more intuitively because I can see inside the body. So I'm a medical intuitive. So when someone has something going on in their body, I can look within them and see what's vibrating. And usually it's emotion. I will tell you that about 100% of the time, any dis-ease is all emotionally related. And it's unprocessed emotion. Okay, and when we don't process emotion, it doesn't go away. It just becomes the volcano, and it erupts in the form of, I don't know, migraines and back pain and disease. And so our job is to go in and release all this emotion. So every 30 days, and sometimes cells work differently, but we'll just say 30 is a running normal, cells will regenerate. Okay, and if nothing changes in the energetic field or in the belief system, the cell will regenerate exactly like before, maybe a little bit more damaged based on the vitality of the body. So as a cell holds information, okay, and we could say that in this particular instant, it's holding trauma. When we go in and we allow ourselves to feel pain or suffering or trauma, right? And we allow those cells to open up and share their information with us, which is, creates a chemical reaction that we could call hormones, that is allowing us to feel, okay? And once we feel, we've exposed that shadow or that darkness or that story that's in the cell to the light. And sometimes just going back in and having a regression process of just going back in and feeling pain of a childhood will release the whole block. But I like to take it a step further and really empower everyone that I work with. And so when we tell the new story, what we're actually doing is we're telling the new cell how to behave. So once the cell closes with the new story and the new feeling safely within it, it closes empowered. So what do you think that does to your immune system? What do you think it does to your, with your attitude? What do you think it does to your neural pathways? It changes everything. And when you change something as small as one cell memory, it changes your whole future, because your time is all now. So when we change the past, the future rewrites. And that is the power of creation. I hope this made sense. I'm really hoping that you kind of got the gist. I teach a 4-week workshop. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4, depending on what hours we do. But I teach this manifestation process because there's so much more to manifestation. But becoming a deliberate creator is one of the most important things that you'll ever do in life. And without the universal knowledge of how to create, you will kind of be on a roller coaster ride. You will be in the back seat. You'll be the back seat driver of your life, the one who's complaining about what's happening, but you're not really, you're not driving. And I like to teach people how to drive their own lives and how to be empowered by their lives. And anything that's blocked, to clean it up and clean it up fast. Now, it's one aspect of transcendence is these workshops. That's basically a wellness center that is all about awareness. Really, Transcendence Wellness Center is about the personal process. Without the process, you just have spiritual knowledge. You just have some great healing techniques under your belt. The personal process is moving and feeling through everything about your life. And this workshop that I do, I love to do it in person, but you can download it online. You can find it at www.transcendencekc.com. And you can call 913-387-4631 to talk to someone or get some more information. But basically, it's a four-week workshop that's downloaded, so it's equivalent to about 16 to 20 hours of footage of me teaching this technique. And then I teach, we teach everything from vibration to frequency to belief systems. And it's really important for you to have the gist of the knowledge of this. But I want to kind of share something else that we're doing here at Transcendence is in honor of Mother's Day. All of our wonderful practitioners here, which we have, I would say, the best of the best here, have, you know, within their own graces decided to do some huge discounts on services. And a lot of us, just FYI, if you're not in Kansas City, we do virtual sessions. This time travel, I would highly recommend that you did with someone when you, the first few times you did it, just to get really the pattern of how the process works down. So it's important to have it guided the first few times. We do these Skype sessions, phone sessions, in person. But we have discounts on our QHHT, $50 discount on that, Susie Dressel. Christy Clemens, she is all about the angels and Akashic readings and records. She's doing $75 right now, regularly $125, so it's huge. Anna Barton, who has a direct connection to Source and Divine Touch, she's doing $80 sessions instead of $120. Joshua Bond, Energy Massage and Quantum Healing, $75 for 90 minutes. Susan Prout, Aura Readings, which are phenomenal, $25, normally $50. Kelly Lesmeister, Access Bars and Access Consciousness for $50, regular $100. And then we have Susan Warner, who is our amazing, amazing Reiki teacher and Reiki master. She is doing a special introductory offer for $65 for initial first visits. She also does cranial sacral and healing touch. Laura Fitzsimmons is doing 20% off of healing touch and aroma touch with essential oils. Also, she does distant works. So right now, we've got myself and Susie Dressel, who is trained in this process of doing time travel. So if this is something that really resonates with you, I would at least give us a phone call and pick our brains about it, because I do this about every single day. With people that I work one-on-one with, because it's just so fast and it works so fast to change the past and to change the projection of the future. Because again, all your future is dancing probabilities. And quantum physics says basically whatever we're focused on is what we are going to attract in our life. But are we aware of where we're focused? Are we aware of what direction we're moving? Because if we feel lack, if we don't feel like we have what we want, if we don't feel like we can heal our lives, then we're really not creating the way that we could. I want to go ahead and give our website one more time, www.transcendencekc.com. If you guys want more information about the school, where is that website? You can find us on Facebook, Transcendence Academy, School of Intuitive Arts and Science for Children. Just go ahead and Google that. We also have that curriculum on our KC website. And our phone number is 913-387-4631. And I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.